For those of you who are still coming in, make sure you get an order of service. There are words and music in the order of service, so you'll want that to, so you don't have to sing watermelon, watermelon, watermelon for the words. There's also noisemakers. I hope everybody who wants a noisemaker has a noisemaker. Just one note, there will be people talking like myself, so if you could please, when other people are talking, not be making noise with the noisemakers. There will be appropriate times to make noise with the noisemakers. So let me hear the noisemakers that are out there. Make sure people are set. Okay, good, good. There is no organized RE today, so we'd like the children to stay with us. For those who can't make it through the service, our nursery is available at any time. You may see me walk in and out a couple of times. I just have to go up. Social Justice Committee is kicking off our second year focusing on economic inequality by holding our first Movies That Matter this Friday evening at 7 p.m. So that's this Friday evening at 7 p.m. The movie Inequality for All explores the widening gap in economic inequality, the reasons why it has happened, and what we can do about it. So please join us for the movie and for discussions afterwards. And today's order of service, as always, includes announcements of other upcoming church activities, and we look forward to everybody joining in. So if you see something there, circle it, mark it, add it to your calendar. To stay current on services, events, and activities, check out our webpage at lcuuc.org. Like and follow us on Facebook. Now, please take a moment at this point to silence all your electronics you may have here with you here today. You can test your noisemakers one last time at this point. And please place your pews in their upright locked positions and prepare for takeoff. Thank you.
In the beginning, there was darkness. But somewhere, about 20 years ago, a group of people met together and they said, "Let there be chalice light." A group of people had an idea that they would start a church of their very own, not a break off of another church, but something new, something around here, something somewhere. They weren't ready for a leap of faith quite yet. They weren't ready for a building. But they took the first steps and they began to dream. They tried out ideas, they read, they made phone calls. And in their work and their calls and their dreaming and their planning, a year before the first service was ever held, a church was born. Before there was a minister, before there was an organ or a formal music program, before there was a DRE or a children's curriculum, there were people. There was a congregation waiting to be. And they said, "Let us worship and let us teach and let us learn somewhere together." For all of them, pick up your noisemakers and make some noise. Please take just a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to your neighbor.
We light our chalice in honor of all the love and work, joy and support, which have helped to create the church community we have here today. For all that has gone before and all that will come, let there be chalice light. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our opening hymn, number 361, "Enter, Rejoice, and Come In." Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we work to bring a message of hope and grace to an imperfect world. My name is Paul Fackler, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. No matter who you are or where you have come from, you are welcome here. Whether you celebrate International Talk Like a Pirate Day on September 19th or Emma M. Nutt Day, first woman telephone operator in 1878, which was on September 1st, or even if you still have not chosen a day to celebrate procrastination, we welcome you. We welcome those born in the year of the monkey, in the year of the fruit bat, and of the banana slug. We welcome you whether you were born under Virgo or Aquarius, under a bad sign or a beer sign, or without a sign, with Mercury ascendant or Saturn or even Prius and Subaru. Regardless of the positions of the planets, the animal of the year, or whether you can remember any anniversary, we welcome you. As a UUA recognized welcoming congregation, we welcome and affirm all people, regardless of who they love or what pronouns they use. Please join us for cake, cider, coffee, tea, and conversation in our social hall after the service, and while you're there, find out more about our church. We are glad that you have chosen to be here today to celebrate and worship with us.
One of the ways that we care for our local community is by contributing to the food pantries, both financially and by collecting non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. So if you've brought food items to share, please bring them forward or have a child bring them forward at this point. And I invite the children to come up, and we're going to share a story with Paul.
Okay, food goes over there, otherwise I'll eat it.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, I'm going to need a couple helpers here. I'll have you come up. So there's going to be some thinking today. So it's not a simple story. It's one that's going to actually require you to do a little thought inside your heads. So why did a small group of people buy this church? So think about that. Don't shout out answers yet, because you probably don't have one immediately to shout out. But I'll tell you the answer to that one. This is a bonus question, so you can remember the answer for later. It's because they wanted to build their community, and they needed a place to do it. So this was the place that they ended up purchasing to build their community. But now here's the real question. Why are you guys here today? What made you decide to come to this place, this spot, today or any day? So I'm going to tell you first why I'm here today. I'm here today because there's a party. You guys like parties? Okay. Well, you know what? This is where I need some helpers. I need one person to hand these out to everybody because it's a party. Somebody can hand those out. Give one to everybody. Got some noisemakers. Oh, we got some party hats here as well. Do you want to hand these out to everybody? No? Anybody want to hand these out? Okay. One to everybody. Put on your party hats. Get your party noisemakers. You can test those out right now. You blow into them. Let's see what they sound like. Somebody going to try their noisemaker? Go ahead. No, you blow into it. Oh, there we go. Okay, going to have to practice that. So, everybody get their party hats on. You got your party hats on? Thank you very much. Excellent. Let's all make some noise. Okay, so it's a party. There's always lots of noise at a party. Now, if you looked outside at our church building, you would notice that just like each of you, our church is wearing a party hat. Have any of you seen the party hat on our church? Yep, there's a party hat on the church. Except architects don't like to say it's a party hat. They like to call it a steeple or a spire because they just don't want to say party hat. But it's a party hat. So if you went outside and looked at the party hat on top of our church, what would you see at the very top of it? What's on the top of that party hat? What blazing thing is out there? Have any of you looked? Can any of you see that high? It's pretty hard to see. It's way up. You got to look up. So after church today, go out and look at it. And I'll give you a hint. What you see out there is invisible. Okay, there's nothing on top of the party hat of our church. But what used to be there? Because there used to be something there. So if you've gone around and you've seen other buildings like this with their party hats on, people often have a symbol of something about their community on top of it, on top of their church. So was there a rooster up there? Giant squid? A golden flaming guitar? No. Flying spaghetti monster? That would be my favorite. That would attract me. Lightning rod? No, none of those things. There was a cross at the top of the church, on the steeple in the church. So now the question is, if it used to be up there, how many of you could reach up there and take something like that down? Kind of hard to do. You could. Powers of levitation? Okay. So what happened to the cross? And why isn't it there anymore? If other churches have their party hats on and have their little symbol on the top of it, why doesn't ours have it? Well, once upon a time, a group of people bought a church. And the people they bought the church from had placed the symbol of their community on the top of the church. This was a cross. But the new people were different, and they were making a new community. So late one night, when all the bears and the moose and the ducks and the five-acre woods surrounding the church were asleep, using special ninja techniques and a couple of ladders, a tiny group climbed to the roof of the church, and one unlucky winner got to climb a second ladder all the way up to the steeple of the church and wrestle the cross down. But now you've got a cross. What do you do with it? You can't throw it out. It's kind of nice. It's metal. It's gleaming. It's a symbol that other people respect a lot. So it doesn't symbolize your community. So what do you do with it? So do any of you know what happened to that cross? Have you seen it? Like, is it in a closet somewhere? Do you? Is it in the garden? Does anybody know? Is it in the garden? It is in the garden. It's a very simple answer. They took the cross and they broke it apart into pieces, and in the garden they built a fountain. Have any of you seen that fountain? It's a short fountain. I think you can see the top of that. And on top of that are a series of different symbols, and they're all spitting water into one central globe. And so that's what happened to the cross in the church. But this isn't a story about a cross or a fountain. It's a story about what is brought to a community and what a community makes with it. So it's a story about people who weren't afraid of heights, who wanted to be seen as themselves, and who could make something new out of something old. So do any of you have a special memory of this place? I'm going to turn back to that earlier question and say, why are you here? So again, take a moment and try and think and say in a single word. So just think this in your head. Why are you here? Or what's a special memory you have about this place and why you've come here? Okay, so hold that in your mind, and now while you're thinking about that, since we have a party, it's the church's, you know, party, and I'm the representative of the church, you can all bring your gifts forward that you brought for me today. So did any of you bring gifts for me?
No.
Oh no. But you know what? I came prepared. Oh, I forgot to get out my party hat. And my party hat. You know what? The Pastafarians are here. I need each of you to reach into this bag. Can one of you take this bag around? And each of you reach in and grab something out of it. You're going to do that? Okay. So reach in, take something out of it, and just hold on to that thing for a moment. Man, this hat is heavy. I'm going to take off my party hat for a moment. I'm going to set it there. Okay, so take one thing and then take that around, and everybody grab something out of this bag. So reach in. Doesn't matter what you take out. No, that's hard. Okay. Do I need to hand stuff out? Oh, cool. Cool. Okay. Reach in. Take one thing. I'm going to roll this along. Don't look. Just reach in. Just reach in. Reach in. Grab. Whew, this is hard work. Okay. One thing. There you go. Ooh. One thing. One thing. One thing. Okay, and are you thinking in your head about what's a special memory or one-word reason why you've come to this church? So that, and whatever thing you get out of the bag, just hold that. Hold those thoughts. So you're thinking. You're thinking in your head there. Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay, so now each of you have something in your hands. No, I'm going to ask you, it's the birthday of the church, so I'm going to ask you to give your gift to our community here. So we have a basket here, and I'm going to ask each of you to come up and sit. I'm going to repeat it since I didn't have the handheld microphone with me, and put what you have in the basket and say, this is a gift for the church, for our community. So who wants to come first? So come on up. What do you have? She has broccoli seeds. So, seeds. We could put seeds on top of the church. It's a good idea. I like it. Do you have a memory of the church or a reason why you're here? Okay. She likes to be here because she makes a difference. They did a gathering of food. We've got the next one coming up. That is a tennis ball. So tennis ball, I think a tennis ball could go on top of the church. It would keep things from bumping into it, make it a safe place, not so pointy. Somebody else bring something up. What do you have? Can you bring yours up? Okay, what is that? Slap that around. That is a noisemaker. We get those a lot. We like music. We like sounds. We could put that on top of the church. That's something in our community. Bring something else up. So what do you have there?
I have green tea.
Excellent. That is equal fair trade. Organic mint green tea. So something you can get here. You can get a variety of different choices of tea. It doesn't have to be that kind of tea that you like alone. What else do we have?
Some flowers.
We've got those all over the place. People have planted the flowers and brought those to our community already. Maybe we should put some on top of the church.
And my favorite memory is when we went caroling out by houses and then watched a movie and had some hot chocolate afterwards.
Okay, caroling. Hot chocolate.
Welcoming.
So there's somebody who actually got down to their one word, welcoming, and hot chocolate, and caroling. Come on, what else do we have? What else did you take out of the bag? What is that? What does it look like? A woolly mammoth. Let's call it the elephant in the room. There's always an elephant in the room. Yeah, there's another elephant in the room. Wow, two elephants in the room. And do you have a word or a memory? Okay, Christmas Eve, standing in the big circle with the lit candles. Can you bring yours up? Okay, can you bring yours up? Oh. It's another elephant. This one was wearing a party hat. How do you get the second elephant into your refrigerator? I'm not sure. There's a joke in there somewhere. What else do we have? Can you bring that forward? What is that? It's a bicycle. So that's another thing that we bring to the community. There's people that bicycle. There's people that drive their cars. We could put a bicycle on top of the church. What do you have? What is that? It's a birdhouse. We could put a birdhouse on top of the church. This would be very cool to live in, wouldn't it? If we were all very tiny. So we got a birdhouse. What else do we have? Do you have a memory? Playing Cindy Lou Who in the Christmas production. Welcome to Whoville. Okay. Who's next? Who else has got some stuff? What do you have there? A slinky. You know what? Slinkies are perfect for everything because what are they? They stretch. They can walk. They can bend. They can work with a lot of things. They're ever-changing. So I think... Oh, not quite that far. But so a slinky. And what's your memory of the church? Easter egg hunt. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, what else? You have something still? So what do you have? Just come and put it in the basket. What is that? It's a camera for taking pictures. So you're right. So some people think about what it does, and other people think about what it is. So it's a camera, so you can take pictures, and we do that all the time to look at our community, to see what we look. Yes, I'm very far away. No, I'm very close. Okay, what else do we have? I think we've got... Yeah, do you have a memory? Do you want to put that in the basket? Halloween, excellent. I always liked Halloween, and it's coming up soon. Okay, we've got one last item. I think we should put Halloween on top of the church. I'm not sure how to do that, though. Okay, what do you have? It's a little artist model that a person that's very flexible. They can change and hold all sorts of positions. They could do yoga. You could draw pictures of them. So it's about creativity and flexibility. And we could put that on top of the church. What do you think? All right, you can throw that in the basket. And do you have a special memory? No? Nothing off the top of that? You remember any kind of really good cookies? The what? The Christmas thing. It's a secret. Can we talk about what it is? Oh, like the special play, the Whoville and all the being up. And so again, it's really fun to get together and do a play. Okay, everybody sound their noisemakers. And I'm going to do one final thing, so I'm going to reach into my magic bag. And I've got one set of things, and this is very simple. This is a bag of marbles. So I'm going to take the marbles, and I'm going to make them loose marbles. So we're going to throw those into our community, so if you ever lose your marbles, you know where to find them. All right? Okay. So thank you all for coming to our celebration today. You can keep your party hats and your noisemakers, and you can all head back to your seats for the rest of the service. So thank you.
It was a hot August day, and a traveling preacher was passing through a small town in Wisconsin when he saw a wrinkled and shriveled little old man sitting in a rocking chair on the porch of a house. The man's hair had fallen out, and he only had a few teeth left. His skin was yellow, and his back was bent, but he was strumming a guitar, and he was smiling. So the preacher stopped, and he yelled to the little old man, "You look as if you don't have a care in the world. What's your secret for such a happy life?" The little old man thought for a moment and said in a weak voice, "Well, I go out dancing every day. I eat a whole pizza for lunch. At dinner, I have a huge steak, and I eat chocolate cake for breakfast. I drive my car fast. I drink whatever I can. I never exercise at all. I date new people every week, and I don't get to bed till 4 a.m. And the preacher was in shock. He said, "That's incredible. How have you managed to live this long? Exactly how old are you?" And the wrinkled little man put his guitar down and thought for a minute and said, "Well, 22, but I got a birthday next week." In order to keep our church from looking older than its age, the morning's offering will now be given and received. Today is a special social justice designated collection for the Hope Center. So any loose funds and anything not specifically noted for LCUUC will be given to the Hope Center. If you're writing a check, please designate on the memo line either Hope Center or LCUUC. Make the checks out to LCUUC. Thank you. Thank you so much for this and for everything you do for our community. These gifts are what allow us to live. One of the reasons that we come together here is to share our laughter and our tears, and today we are also going to share our memories. If you have a joy or a concern that you need to share today, please feel free to do that. Otherwise, please feel free to raise your hand and very briefly share your best memory of your time here. We ask you to keep it concise so that everybody who wants to share can. So if you wish to speak, please raise your hand and an usher will bring you a microphone.
Hi, I'm Liz. I'll start with a sentimental one. I'm an animal lover like most of you are. I had a dog, Sasha, that meant a lot to me. And a lot of people came for her. I had her euthanized in my house for a little ceremony. And then Terry Copeland let me take her off her property, and we had her buried. So if this place is family, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Chris. When I walked in the church October 15th, 2006, I was immediately greeted by Mary Pope. I sat down, and Esther Flake is sat next to me. And I was in the social hall, and Sue Lewis spoke to me. So I would imagine that all of you have those memories of a happy memory for me. And I have been here ever since. But I'm hoping that all of you have those warm memories when you walked in the door and were greeted warmly and people spoke to you. But that was the beginning for me, and I'm hoping all of you have that too.
Hi, this is Rick, and when I came in the church, I saw Chris, who I've known since high school, in Al Haskell, and I'm still trying to get over it.
Hi, I'm Barb. There's so many joyful memories here. Just all the gatherings we have. You know, I'm kind of in love with helping put food events together and Thanksgiving potluck, and all the other potlucks that we've done have just brought so much joy to me, and it's something I love to share with everybody, and thank you all for everything you do.
Hi, I'm John, and one of my really good memories is working with a group of bright, dedicated people when we did our minister search and how well that worked out.
I'm Jerry. Esther and I have been a member. We weren't charter members, but we came on board about a year afterwards. And we have so many memories of this place. It's just been wonderful. But my most vivid memory was the day the cross came down. I was here, but I wasn't the chief instigator. But the chief instigator is sitting in the audience today. I'm wondering if he's going to stand up and confess.
Hi, my name is Beth Pesky, and among the many wonderful memories is, well, two that come up every year, and that's the middle school transition service and the high school transition service. It doesn't matter if you were a teacher of those students watching them go through that, or the parent of those students, or just someone in the crowd. Those are some of the best memories ever. Thanks.
I'm Yvonne, and quoted on the front, I would have given a little more thought had I known I was going to be quoted. You know, I can autograph anybody's order of service after. I'm going to lump mine together. When we first started, the idea was that we would start this church not for ourselves, but for those who needed a place. And it's been wonderful to see the kids go from little to on out of here with a wonderful send-off. But my favorite memories when we started was we were a small group, and everybody had to do something. And even if you couldn't do it well, it was a place to grow. It was, and personally speaking, I would never speak in public, and felt so grateful when I'd, you know, not do so well, and people would let me get up there again and try it over and over. And so that place where you can be yourself and grow and expand who you are was wonderful. And the other part was when we did pull together to buy this building, the process was wonderful, where we each gave what we could. Somebody, you know, didn't buy a car that year and put it toward the church. And we really dug deep, both fiscally, but also coming together in what we needed to get this place for our own home. So thank you all for being here. It's wonderful to see everyone's face. My husband does not want to say, but we've been this week. His 94-year-old uncle that was a wonderful person passed away this week. So we've spent our week in South Dakota, and we're grateful to have had him as part of our lives.
Hi, I'm Doug Estee, and our son William pretty much grew up in this church, and so we contacted him last night and asked him if he had a favorite memory, and he texted it to us. I won't read the whole thing because he's pretty verbose. But it involved around one of the haunted houses that we presented, and he had dressed completely in white and had white stuff smeared all over him, so he could hide against backgrounds, and then he would jump out and scare people, which he loves to do. And there were four teenage girls going through the building, really, really in getting into the spirit and the spookiness of the site. And he crept up behind them, and he was singing Ring Around the Rosie. And at the very end, he got right behind them and shouted, "We all fall down." They all fall down. And as he said, they dropped like stones. Several shrieked. He started laughing so hard, he said he was seeing stars, and Amy almost broke character. He was proud, proud.
I can vouch for that when I was standing behind him when it happened.
Hi. I came long before this church was built, and it was... I was at another church that was kind of breaking up between two sides, and the side that I was on was we wanted to get out to the people that were on the other side, and so we decided we're going to get a church together, and so we did. And after a long, long time, in many places and different things that we were using to build on, and finally we got to this church and put it together. And that's the way we got here, and we love it.
Thank you. We're going to have to cut it there because of time. Oh, go ahead, do one more.
Briefly, as a supposed chief instigator of the Cross Day, all I can say is Robert Ayler made me do it.
For all those joys and for all those memories and for all those wonderful stories that we have shared together and that we will continue to share, we light one last candle.
Some of you have known one another for 20 years or more. Some of you are here for the very first time. And everyone here, from the smallest to the tallest, has a story to tell. We value our differences, our similarities, and our interesting little quirks. We are better together. We are stronger together, and often we are funnier together. We need each other to survive, to grow and thrive, to walk with day by day. Today we're going to do an exercise to help remind you that while you may know some people, you may be missing parts of what they have to share. And it's a really simple exercise, but the idea behind it is large. Pay attention to the small pieces. Listen to the whole person. Be open to new information as you walk together day by day. What you learn today may be trivial, but it is a reminder that there is so much you have yet to find out about your community here. So please take out the sheet that you were given as you came in. It's the one with the 21 things listed on it. So if you go through your pieces of paper, you should have a list of 21 things. Does anyone have their list? Okay. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to find as many people as you can. So you may not, some you may not be able to find, but when you find someone, for example, who does not like pizza, have them sign number 10 on your sheet. Each person can only sign one thing for you, so make sure that if they could answer multiple questions, multiple lines, that you have them pick out the one that they are most likely to be the only one to say yes to. So then in 5 minutes, we're going to see how many of these people we could find. Parents, if your children can't read, please let them go with you as you move around, or they're welcome to come up and see me or Reverend Amy, and we will help them do the sheet. If you're brand new, please feel free to walk boldly up to anyone and ask if they can sign anything. If you are truly uncomfortable talking with people, please feel free to stay in place and write down names on your sheet if you know someone that fits. So it's 10:45. You have 5 minutes. Feel free to move around. You can sound some noisemakers as well as you go, so that other people can't get your answers. Go.
Thank you.
Not to frighten anybody, but you have 2 minutes. 2 minutes. One minute warning. Okay, everybody, time's up. Set the pens down. Don't make our proctor come out there. Proctor. Okay, everybody. Anybody get bingo? Okay, no. Okay, we can finish this up in the social hall. I know there's some stiff competition going on here. Did anybody bring a chicken to church today? No, nobody brought a chicken with them to church today. So, all right, everybody, quietly move back to your seats so we can get to the part where we're after the service and having cider and things as well. Keep your sheets with you. A cake. Can I have a show of hands? How many people found 10 of the people on the list? How many got 10? Anybody get 10? I see a hand. We're very good. Excellent. How many of you found 15?
12.
We got a 12? 13. Some difficulty counting? 16. Excellent. Did anybody get all 21 or 20? We got a 16. Anybody higher than a 16?
I win.
Yes, let's hear the noisemakers for Chris. And if any of you need to find somebody who got that high a number, she's the one to go to. Find out what all she got filled in there. So excellent job, everyone. So key to success is being on the membership committee. They are taking applications now. They're very selective. So put your name in early and see if you can get on. Or just come on. So how about a big round of applause for everybody's ability to question and hear one another. So knowing who hates pizza and who likes lizards may not be spiritual information, but remembering to invite one another to a favorite meal or asking someone to share their love of nature calls us to a deeper relationship. And this is a spiritual journey. Thank you all for sharing with one another here today.
Please join me in a moment of silent meditation or the spirit of prayer.
We talk a lot about the interdependent web of life which surrounds and encompasses us. And one of the things that church does is it makes that web more visible for us. Your stories and your memories wrap around one another, creating for us a picture of the church as it moves through time. We are all strands in an ever-growing artwork, and today we are going to make that art begin to be visible.
We have a large frame over here. And that frame is a representation of our church. It's the shape that we move inside. There are nails along each side. On the left and the right, there are nails that are numbered. If you've been a member for 0 to 2 years, or 0 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, and so on, all the way up to, I think, 18 to founder, at the bottom of this side. Along the top and the bottom, there are rows of committees and work groups, different things you may have been involved in your time at the church. For each of us, our strand weaves between all of these points. In the service now, because of time constraints, I'm only going to ask a couple people to come up and show us how it's done. What people will be doing over the next 3 weeks, this will be in the social hall. You'll be selecting a yarn of your favorite color. Pick the nail on the side that is closest to how many years you have been a member. If you don't like that nail, pick another nail. We're Unitarians, I expect it. Go from that nail to the groups that you've been a member of, or the groups that you want to be a member of. Or the nail that just makes a pattern that you like. Do it your way. Feel free to jump over and go side to side, pick other year nails. The one that really mattered was the one you started with. You can go side to side and come over here and pick one for along this realm. It's fine. Make a shape that pleases you. And I'm going to be asking that every adult and every child in this congregation do this over the next 3 weeks. And when we are done, someone is going to be helping me take the nails off, seal the back, put a back on it, finish the frame. And we will have an artwork that is the shape of our lives as a congregation. Robin Reed was asked, and he did the symbolic very first strand. The orange strand is his. Chris just did one to show us what it looks like. If you do your strand and decide 3 weeks from now that it doesn't represent you, do another one. It's really okay. That's the shape of our lives. What I'd like to ask now For those of you who've been here since the earliest years, the founding members and those who've been here for more than 15, could you please stand up? More than 15 years or a founding member. Can we get a round of applause and noisemakers? And Jerry and Yvonne, would you come forward and do yours as representatives of this group? Esther, you're welcome to come forward, do yours too.
Some of us came a little later, after the first rush of asking, can we do this and should we do this, had become yes and yes and yes and kept being yes. Some of us came when we were still holding services in the evening or when we weren't sure what the future would bring but knew it held exciting possibilities. So if you've been here between 10 and 15 years, would you please stand up? Math is hard, just so you know, it's 2016, minus, so on. So a round of applause for this group of people who've been here a long time. And I would like you to use your democratic processes to elect somebody to come forward and, or you could say, last one to put their hand on their nose.
So Greg Standen is still standing.
Okay, it's Greg.
And again, we're doing these quickly today. If you do one symbolically today and don't like it later, please feel free to do another one. Some of you came after this building was purchased, and you've helped us grow and become grounded in our own space. You were here for the sudden growth and the times when it seemed like there were new faces everywhere every week. Could I have the people who have been here from 5 to 10 years, would you please stand? 5 to 10 years. Can we get a round of applause and noisemakers? And can I get a volunteer from this group to come forward and do a symbolic? Aw, wussies. All right, Barb Adams. Both of you come on down if you want.
Some of us came within the last 5 years. Maybe you came in time for the excitement as we realized that we would call our first full-time minister. Maybe you have helped as we shaped our building to our needs and found new ways to work and grow together. Maybe you've only been here for a week and are excited by the idea of finding a place to call home. If you have been here for less than 5 years, would you raise your hand? Would you stand up? If you've been here less than 5 years.
All right.
Let's make some noise. Okay, would you like to elect somebody to come and add a strand?
Someone brave. All right. And these are only the beginning. After the service today, we're going to move this out into the social hall. I ask as many of you as possible, do it today. Put your thread in the weaving. And if you don't get to do it today, do it at some point over the next 3 weeks. And by Christmas, we will have an artwork, maybe for the back wall of the church here, that represents who we are and who we have been over the last 20 years, and let you see your life mingled with everyone else. The children are welcome to do this also. You're welcome to wrap your strands around your families. You're welcome to do a strand of your own and have your family do a joint strand. It is because of each of you that we are here, and only together can we help to build the new world that we want to see.
So please rise in body or spirit and join in singing, "We Are Building Up a New World." The words are included in your insert in the order of service, and the tune is the same as Jacob's Ladder or Sarah's Circle, if that helps. If it doesn't help, it still is.
And if you all would just have a seat on the steps here real quick. Building a church is the work of an architect. Not a designer who works in bricks or steel, but someone who plans and committees and systems and souls. Walls of desire and braces of planning and councils. Beams made out of meetings and visions and dreams. Blocks of hope and a foundation of faith and belief, and a lot of potholes in the yard that you fill in as best as you can. As the building starts to take shape, it starts to be beautiful. Stained glass here and carpet there. We hang it with drapes of policy and knickknacks of our customs, gifts of financial glitter, but the floors and the ceilings have to be whole or rot will set in. And those floors and those walls and those ceilings are made out of you. You are the foundation and you are the building and you are the soul. Twenty years ago, some of you began to dream this place into being. And it became a beautiful, spiritual place of learning and love and friendship. May we continue that for 20 more years, 40 more years, or the next 100 years. But it's all thanks to each and every one of you. Behold, a church is born. But there's music that says it better than I ever could. I'm going to turn it over to Doug.
Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing. We are building up a new world. The words are included in your order of service. What?
We've got the whole...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong page. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing. Our closing hymn, we're not going to repeat that other section of the service. We've got the whole world in our hands. The words are in your insert. And if you grabbed a noisemaker of any kind, now is the time to use it.
Birthday, the birth of a church has happened, and we look forward to another 20 years. Before you leave, sing with me one more time. Happy birthday, LCUUC. Social hall.